since this summer happened, the president became restless because he is a peaceful person. President Goodluck Jonathan, you know, he's a simple-headed person. I know him since when he was the deputy governor of Bayelsa. Thereafter, he became the governor. Thereafter, he became the vice president. And now he is the president. So I know him for quite long. He is a very simple person who doesn't like things but to happen during his lifetime. So what happened is that, you know, there were committees that were trying to resolve this a little problem within us, within the PDP. One, a committee was of elders came up, headed by the former president, Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, with former military president, General Ibrahim Babangida. So they tried as much as possible, and then they issued their own communique. Then later, another committee was set up, which comprised the former national chairman of the party, Dr. Ahmadu Ali, and General Ibrahim Babangida, and so forth, and so forth. So there were a lot of things like that. So, in fact, as of now, the entire problem is becoming, it has been softened. That is to say, the warring faction agreed to understand with the president and resolve the matter once and for all. Now, last night, they have set a committee which will now draw the final agreement, and then based on their demand and then the peaceful steps taken by Mr. President, so that the entire dissatisfaction will be finally resolved once and for all. That is the position now.
Barrister Jallow, some people in Nigeria are saying that the PDP as a party has failed to resolve the security crisis or the security threat posed by Islamic insurgent group Boko Haram, and as such, Nigerians fear for their lives, especially in some northern part of the country. What do you say to such criticisms?
Well, you know, Mr. Peter, I am coming from northeast. I am coming from Gombe. So if anybody can talk about Boko Haram, I stand to be someone that will be listened to, because this thing is happening within my domain. I'm also, I did my primary school, secondary school, university in Maiduguri. So I know the ins and out of what is happening. As I am talking to you, after they have killed the leader, Abubakar Shekau, now, the insurgency in Maiduguri, which is the stronghold of Boko Haram, is now peaceful. Peaceful in the sense that even this year, Hajj airlift started from Maiduguri, where the vice president of the country, Architect Namadi Sambo, and the federal government delegation attended. And don't forget, for the past 4 to 5 years, there was no Daba in Maiduguri. But during that this past Salah, that Eid al-Fitr Salah, there was a Daba in Maiduguri. And then I am telling you, Peter, as of now, believe me sincerely, kudos should be given to Mr. President, Dr. Ebele Jonathan. As I am talking to you, for the past 6 months or so, there was no bomb blast in the entire northeast. Whether it is Maiduguri, Yobe, Adamawa, you know, there was no bomb blast, no gunshot, nothing. We should appreciate the effort of Mr. President. Because mind you, Mr. Peter, before the death of Sheikh Jaffar, who was the teacher of Mama Yusuf. Mama Yusuf is the co-founder of Boko Haram, who, for all indication, Sheikh Jaffar was killed in the mosque in Kano by the Boko Haram. Obviously, Sheikh Jabbar knows me and I know him. He was saying, you know, a fire is starting now to come up. If you quickly quench it, a cup of water will quench it. If you do not, a drum cannot quench that fire. So now the president has acted very fast. We should say thank you to him, and at the same time to raise our hands up and thank God with the effort of the Nigerian military personnel. They have done very good job. Now, as I'm talking to you, you can ask anybody in Maiduguri, the insurgency is minimally happening in the villages, but the quantum of many of them have been killed. Many of them have been arrested. So with the information you are getting in America is not projecting the success of Dr. Goodluck Ebele-Jonathan in crushing these insurgents.
Now, Barrister Jallow, let me ask you this question. Some people within the party have demanded the resignation or the sacking. Alhaji Tokoro, the chairman of the PDP, saying he is one of the lightning rods that is dividing or creating division within the PDP. What do you say to that?
Well, you see, the issue is bitter. The people are myopic and naive. What now, if I said sack Peter in Voice of America, whether Peter remains there or not, Voice of America will exist. PDP as a party, whether Alhaji Tokoro is there or not, this party is for Nigerians. And then the Nigerian embarrasses this party. This party has been registered with the names of Nigerians. People's Democratic Party, meaning a party that is helping to see the Nigerian citizens, their lives, whatever that is good for them, has reached them. So the issue is not an issue of Bamanga Tukur. You look at a party, it's not a one-man affair. It is a conglomeration of so many people. Now myself, I am an ESCO of the party, and I'm part of Bamanga Tukur. So it is not Bamanga Tukur alone working for the party. Now you call me to hear what is happening. It is not Bamanga Tukur you are calling. Whether Bamanga Tukur is there or not, this party will exist. I do not see somebody who has been practicing politics for quite long to be fingering on only one person. That it is this person that makes the party to move.